Whatever you think of Trump, okay, and I think he's a despicable human being, perhaps one of the most evil people I've ever come in contact with in my life. He's trying to cut a deal.
Can you explain to us why you think Trump went to war in Iran?
I think ultimately it has to do with a broader chess match that's going on with China. And so if you really just step back, you're getting the oil from Venezuela to China. You're getting the oil from Iran to China. And I think this is a broader chessboard move. And it's not really just being run by him. It's being run by what I would call neocons. Mm-hmm. This is the great irony because the president ran on no more forever wars. But this is the directive of neocons. This is something like the late Dick Cheney, if he was around, he would be so happy right now. Even there was no exit strategy. There was no refugee strategy. There was no evacuation strategy for our embassies. This was military adventurism at its finest. And I can tell you the strategy is let's kill off all the theocrats and find a secularist and let me see if I can bribe him to do what I want. And so where Trump is actually pissed off, he's not saying it, but I'm no Trump. He's pissed off at the Israelis because they keep killing everybody. Okay, so they killed 40, 50 people, and Trump's like, what are you doing? I'm trying to find the guy that I can bribe, okay, to settle this thing down and bring him on our side. You see what's going on? And so he's mad at them because you have diverging objectives between the Israelis and the Americans. And again, in fairness to the Israelis, because of what the Iranians have done to Israel, and Hamas is supported by them and all this stuff, they want to put a hurt on all these people. But Trump doesn't want to. Whatever you think of Trump, okay, and I think he's a despicable human being, perhaps one of the most evil people I've ever come in contact with in my life. He's trying to cut a deal that will move the Iranians out of the access of Russia and China. I mean, he loves Putin, but he's really more focused on putting a hurt on China.